Welcome to the Something to Think About podcast, where we take a closer look at what the Bible says about common questions. I am Andre Palmer. This week, we'll be looking on the question, how do you honor God with your money? So, fair enough that God has blessed you with income, God has blessed you with a job, God has blessed you with wealth. But here's the thing, and here's the question, how can I honor God with my money? So you're working a good job, you are stable, or may not be stable, and you're thinking about, say, hey, I need to give back, and I need to honor God with my money, and I'm not sure how, but I want to. I have the desire to basically honor my God with the money that he has blessed me with. Not sure how I'm going to do that or why I should do it. So we'll be exploring that question. If you're curious, we'll be going in detail in that this week. Our core scripture is taken from Proverbs 3, 9 and 10. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first and best part of all your income. Then your barns will be full and your vats will overflow with fresh wine. To begin, why is it important? And what are the ways in which you can honor God with your wealth? And there's 9 reasons. The first one is to be kind to the needy, and that is from Proverbs 14:31. The next one is to give to the Lord 10% of your income, according to Genesis 14, verse 20. And that is, the 10% is basically your tithes. And you give 10% of your tithes based on your gross, not your net. Some people give based on their net, but what the Lord expects is to give 10% based of your gross income. So you're giving God 10% of your income. So that's 10% of the total income. If you're a business owner, you will give 10% of your profit for your business, and the salary that you take, the gross salary, you give 10% of that. So that's what it means in terms of tithing. Give the Lord the first and best part of all your earnings. So, and that is from Exodus 22, verse 29. In those days, based on the instructions given at the time, the word says, give a portion of your income. So the first fruits, the concept was the persons in that time, the context in which it was given was persons were farmers. So the first fruits is meaning that the first set of crop that they pick or harvest. So if you understand the concept of harvesting or picking, so the first portion that they harvest, they give a portion of it, and the recommendation was 10% of that. And they not only give the first part, but they pick the best portion of what they harvest and give that to God. So in our context, we have to think about what is the best gift we can give as a part of our earnings. Or first part of our earnings. Meaning, if you have a business and your first set of income that you get, you give 10% out of that to the Lord. That's a way in which you can do that. If you just get a job and you're just thinking about, in addition to your tithes, you may give 10% extra. Those are just examples of ways you can apply this principle. The next thing is that give to the needy, according to Deuteronomy 26, verse 12. So be kind to the needy and give to the needy in terms of meeting the needs of those who does not have anything. Could be food, it could be clothes, could be a place to stay for a while. You may know of an older person in your community, and you may give once a week, you might probably cook them dinner or stuff like that. So those are things that you can give in terms of outside of your income, you service them in terms of ensuring that they have medication, a meal, or just buying some groceries from time to time. They may not need you to cook for them, but you know what I mean? Just give them a bag of groceries every now and again. Those are things, are ways that you can honor God, and the requirements to meet to honor God with your money. The next thing is, now don't be greedy, Mark 14:11. And last week we looked on money management and overspending. The thing is, now the key to not being greedy is to being contented, meaning that whatever you have, you satisfy. If you don't have, you don't go out of your way to get it done. So, for example, then a new iPhone or a new phone might come out, and you decide that you are going to spend X amount of money to buy the phone. You don't have the cash to buy the phone. You don't need the phone. but you go and buy the phone. And the thing is, no, you most of the time, and in the if you don't have the money, you use your credit card to buy the phone. And what that does is, it pushes you further in debt to the cost of the phone. You get the phone, you feel satisfied, but you never need it. What you're going to do with the old one is put it down. So the Bible is warning against that in terms of don't be greedy, meaning that don't seek after things that you don't need. And that is one way in terms of honoring God with your money, by being contented with what you have. The next thing is now is to give with a cheerful heart, according to 2 Corinthians 8, verse 2 and 3. So when you're giving and you're giving to the needy, the scripture explains that don't give with regret. Decide what you're going to give and then give it. When you give it what you decide based on what your ability to give, you will give with a cheerful heart, knowing well that you gave something. You met the need based on your ability, and you gave into the person's life. So that's what it means in terms of give with a cheerful heart. You give something and not regret, and you decide ahead of time, this is what you're able to give. For example, if your church have a sacrificial offering and is asking for a sacrificial offering, and they might mention some suggestions of how and what you can give, but if you're saying that the base is 1,000 and you only have 5, give the 5 and feel satisfied giving the 5. Or another example is you see a need, like somebody in your community come and ask you for some money, and say that I don't have the value of the money that they're asking for, but I have a portion of it that I can give you. Will that work? And if they said yes and you gave that amount of money, you can feel satisfied knowing that you gave without regret, knowing, without thinking that you push your finances in the red or in a negative way because you have given away money that you're going to use for other things. And these are the things that the Lord wants you to think about when you're giving. The other thing is that plant seeds that God give you. So according to 2 Corinthians 9 verse 6. And seeds meaning that your extra income that you have, and you decide that you want to sow a seed in somebody's life, meaning that you want to give them without expecting it. It's not a loan. You're just giving them that money as a seed. And so when you have that now, the Lord will direct you in terms of what you need to do, where you need to give that money, and why you can give that money. That you just prompt you and say, all right, if this brother or this sister or this church, give that money to them. In an envelope, you write it as a seed offering and you give that. So those are the ways. So you might have extra income lying around not knowing what to do with it. So planting seeds in person's life, in ministry's life, based on the direction of the Holy Spirit, is one of the ways that you can use to honor God with your money. And the last one is to divide your income into parts for emergency purpose, according to Ecclesiastes 11 verses 2. So everybody, you need to have an emergency income. Reason why you need to have an emergency income is because anything can happen. Somebody might get sick, you might meet in an accident, or something might need to be repaired around the house, or some unexpected expenses come up and you need a little extra to cover those expenses. That is why you need to have an emergency fund. You're not waiting that something bad will happen, but it's in the event that you need something extra, you have extra. That's what emergency funds do. So when you portion off a certain amount of your money, you put it aside, you don't touch it for emergency purpose. You just leave it for later. It's like, you're putting some money for a rainy day. So those are 9 ways you can use to honor God with your money. But when you do that, what are the benefits? And according to Leviticus 26, 4-5, Deuteronomy 8, Malachi 3, 10, and 11, there are 7 benefits to honoring God with your money. God will send rain to water your crops. Remember that seed? God will water that seed so that it will return fruit 60, 30, and 100-fold. The next thing is that your land will always produce fruit. So you will always have provision. That's exactly what it means. You will always have provision where you are. You will live securely. That's another benefit of honoring God with your money. The second, the fourth reason is that your harvest will last until planting time, meaning that whatever you reap and bring in as income whether that is from your job, whether that is from your business or side hustles, if you are persons who have a side hustle in addition to your job, it will provide and help you to maintain your family until the next portion comes in, meaning the next set of income comes in. Whatever you have and buy will last until that time. The other thing is that everything you do will be blessed. So once you honor God with your money, everything that you will do will be blessed. The other thing is that God will stop insects from eating your crops. I know this is a lot of farming references and crops, but here's the thing. There are things that happen that throw off your finances. Somebody gets sick, you meet in an accident, and unexpected things just come up. Something just broke in your house and you need to fix it because it's very important. And whatever money that you had set aside to do something else, you have to use it to fix that. These are things that come that rob you of your finances. It's unfortunate sometimes when them happen. But when you think about it, God will protect you from these things from happening. Not saying that it will not happen. All I'm saying is that everything that you do, God will stop the insects from bleeding your finances, meaning that unexpected expenses, unexplained circumstances will not rob you of your money. And the last thing is that your fruit will not be picked before its time. You will not be robbed when your finance. You will never run out of money. You will always be provided for based on what the word is saying, that you will always have provision. And unexpected things will not come to derail your finances. So you have to remember the 9 things in terms of the ways in which you can honor God with your money. And there's consequences now to think about if you don't. According to Haggai 1 verse 4 to 9, you will plant, but you will harvest little. You will eat, but you will always be hungry. You will drink and always be thirsty. You will wear clothes but don't have enough to keep you warm. You will spend money as fast as you earn it. You will expect a lot but receive little. And when you bring something home, it blows away. So the question is, and this is where we'll end this week, and I want you to think about it. Are you honoring God with your money? Are your finances where it wants to be? And do you measure up to what God says that is His standard for the ways in which you can honor Him with your money? Something to think about, and God bless you until next week. And that's our show. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. I release a new episode every Tuesday. If you have any questions, please email them to podcast@andraepalmer.com or send me a tweet @AndrePalmer. Until next time, guys, one love and God bless.